That's Ur's seat. When he gets back from the pisser, you'd best have moved on.
Then I'll be quick. A woman was found dead here. I think the murderer might have also killed someone dear to me. I've been told a murderer was dealt with, but I need to know for myself.
Hey.
The speaker was a foppish man wearing a blue jacket with slits in the outer layer to show yellow underneath.
You're the one that was drinking the Horn Eater White. Old Sulik only keeps that jug as a joke.
Look, just tell me what the information will cost me.
One can't buy what isn't for sale.
Everything is for sale if you ask the right way.
Which you're not doing.
Look, listen. My kid sister, she...
A hand fell on Shallan's shoulder and she looked up to find an enormous Horn Eater man standing behind her. He had to be nearly 7 feet tall.
This is my spot.
He pulled Vale off the chair, tossing her backward to roll on the ground, her cup tumbling away, her satchel twisting and getting wound up in her arms. She came to a rest, blinking as the large man sat on the chair. Vale stood up. She yanked off her satchel and dropped it, then removed a handkerchief and the knife from inside. This knife was narrow and pointed, long but thinner than the one on her belt. She picked up her hat and dusted it off before replacing it and strolling back up to the table. Shallan disliked confrontation, but Vale loved it.
Well, well.
She rested her safe hand on top of the large Horn Eater's left hand, which was lying flat on the tabletop. She leaned down beside him.
You say it's your place, but I don't see it marked with your name.
The Horn Eater stared at her, confused by the strangely intimate gesture of putting her safe hand on his hand.
Let me show you.
She removed her knife and placed the point onto the back of her hand, which was pressed against his.
What is this? You put on an act, being tough. I have seen men pretend.
Vale rammed the knife down through her hand, through his, and into the tabletop. The Horn Eater whipped his hand upward, making Vale pull the knife out of both hands. The man toppled out of his chair as he scrambled away from her. Vale settled down in it again. She took the cloth from her pocket and wrapped it around her bleeding hand. That would obscure the cut when she healed it, which she didn't do at first. It would need to be seen bleeding. Instead, a part of her surprised at how calm she remained, she retrieved her knife, which had fallen beside the table.
You're crazy! You're on the guy crazy!
Oh, wait!
Vale tapped the table with her knife.
Look, I see your mark here in blood. Ur's seat. I was wrong. But mine's here, too. Suppose you can sit in my lap if you want.
I'll throttle you! I'll...
Quieter.
But Betha!
You think assaulting my friends is gonna make me more likely to talk?
Honestly, I just wanted the seat back.
Vale shrugged, scratching at the tabletop with her knife.
But if you want me to start hurting people, I suppose I could do that.
You really are crazy.
No, I just don't consider your little group a threat. I've tried being nice and my patience is running thin. It's time to tell me what I want to know before this turns ugly.
Betha frowned, then glanced at what Vale had scratched into the tabletop. 3 interlocking diamonds, the symbol of the Ghost Bloods. Vale gambled that the woman would know what it meant. They seemed the type who would. Small-time thugs, yes, but ones with a presence in an important market. Vale wasn't certain how secretive Moraes and his people were with their symbol, but the fact that they got it tattooed on their bodies indicated to her that it wasn't supposed to be terribly secret. More a warning, like Kremlings, who displayed red claws to indicate they were poisonous.
We want nothing to do with your type.
Curiously, though, one of the other women at the table, a short, younger woman wearing a haba, leaned forward interested.
The murderer, what happened to him?
We had her drop him off the plateau outside, but how could this be a man you would be interested in? It was just Ned.
Ned?
Drunk. From Sadius's camp. Angry drunk. Always got into trouble.
Killed his wife. Pity, too, after she followed him all the way out here. Guess none of us had much choice with that crazy storm, but still.
And this Ned murdered his wife with a knife through the eye?
What? No, he strangled her. Poor bastard.
Strangled?
That's it? No knife wounds?
Betha shook her head, seeming confused.
But I heard the murder was strange.
No. We knew Ned would go too far at some point. Everyone did. I don't think any of us was surprised when, after she tried to drag him away from the tavern that night, he finally went over the edge.
It appears that I have wasted your time. I'll leave Spheres with the barkeep. Your tab is my debt tonight.
She spared a glance for Ur, who hunched nearby and regarded her with a sullen expression. She waved her bloodied fingers at him, then made her way back toward the main tent room of the tavern. She hovered just inside it, contemplating her next move. Her hand throbbed, but she ignored it.
Dead end.
Perhaps she'd been foolish to think she could solve in a few hours what Adolin had spent weeks trying to crack.
Ah, don't look so sullen, At least it was just your hand. Considering who that was, it could have been a lot worse.
But why was she so interested in Ned? Is she going to come back because I killed him?
She wasn't after him. Didn't you listen? Ain't nobody that cares Ned killed poor Ren. Of course, it could have been about the other woman he killed.
Vale felt a shock run through her. She spun, striding back into the alcove. Ur hunched down and held his wounded hand.
There was another murder?
I was gonna tell you, but you left so fast that—
Just talk.
We'd have let the watch take care of Ned, but he couldn't leave it at killing just poor Rem.
He killed another person?
One of the barmaids here. That we couldn't let pass. We protect this place, you see? So had to take a long walk with Ned.
Strangest thing, that he'd come back and kill a barmaid the next night. Left her body right around the corner from where he killed poor Rem.
He screamed the whole time we were taking him to his fall that he hadn't killed the second one.
He did. That barmaid was strangled the exact same way as Rem. Body dropped in the same position, even had the marks of his ring scraping her chin like Rem did. Exact same marks. Uncanny.
Another double murder. Storms. What does it mean?